Good evening, all you fabulous, colorful listeners out there. And happy December. This is Sun Bell, the host of Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side. And I've got some wonderful music for you this evening and two live guests right here in the studio. Aren't you glad they're live? That is Liquid Girlfriend with Kate Larson and Linda Atkinson. So I'll be doing some interviewing with them and turning you on to their music. The Color of Water is the name of their first CD. And before I head in that direction, I'm going to give you a little bit of the news and let you know that you are listening to KRCB-FM Santa Rosa. And you can also tune in to us on the web at krcb.org. So I hope you will do all of those things. And let me give you a little bit of our news.
Tell it like it is. Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, December 12, 2010. Last Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals held a two-hour-plus-long hearing on the constitutionality of Proposition 8. Three judges heard arguments and posed some tough questions to attorneys representing both sides of the issue. Imperial County in California is the only local government entity trying to establish standing in the case. The court is expected to issue a ruling sometime in 2011. A transgender woman filed a privacy claim Wednesday against the California Department of Motor Vehicles after one of its workers found her personal contact information and sent a letter to her home condemning her gender identity. Amber Use said she received the letter less than a week after going to the DMV in October to change her license. The Associated Press reports that Use's claim is the first step towards suing DMV for privacy invasion and violating her civil rights. The letter Use received said that she was, quote, an abomination, and that she made, quote, a very evil decision, and that she was going to go to hell. And here locally, the North Bay's first LGBT senior housing community, Fountain Grove Lodge, has started accepting applications and refundable deposits for those individuals and couples interested in living in one of its 70 units. The project, launched in 2005, has overcome legal and municipal obstacles to reach the point where the dream has become a reality. Fountain Grove Lodge was designed to provide a beautiful and engaging community for LGBT seniors on a 10-acre campus in North Santa Rosa. The community is the latest project of Oakmont Senior Living and its founders, Bill and Cindy Gallagher. The Santa Rosa couple has built more than 30 senior communities, but Fountain Grove Lodge will be their first for LGBT folks. The project started after the Gallaghers were approached by various individuals over the years expressing an interest and a need for an LGBT retirement community of the quality and scope Oakmont Senior Living has built for other senior communities. The company reached out to the North Bay's LGBT community by holding meetings, and the response was quite enthusiastic. Cindy Gallagher said, "Our goal is to provide a beautiful, secure, social, and dynamic community for LGBT seniors with the dignity and respect they deserve and feel Fountain Grove Lodge best complements those sensibilities. We anticipate that this project will become the hub for a broader North Bay LGBT community and reflect the interests and passion of our residents. Fountain Grove Lodge will offer apartment units in various sizes and configurations in its main building. The one-bedroom, one-bath, 830-square-foot unit requires an entrance fee starting at $349,500 and a monthly fee of $3,100. The largest two-bedroom, two-bath with a den bungalow would cost residents an entrance fee starting at $925,500 and a monthly fee of $5,925. Monthly fees cover many services, including weekly maid service, most utilities, lodge-sponsored activities, a 24-hour emergency call system, and daily breakfasts, as well as 21 meal credits for lunches and dinners. Other amenities include formal, private, and lanai dining areas, a cocktail lounge, a computer and business center, a fitness center with a swimming pool, a movie theater, a salon and day spa, a library, and an art studio. Fountain Grove Lodge's sales office is located at 4210 Thomas Lake Harris Drive in Santa Rosa. And for more information about pricing and amenities, you can call 707-576-1101. And here's your community calendar for this week. Positive Images invites everyone to their annual holiday party on Thursday, December 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Santa Rosa High School. The event will include a potluck dinner, an award ceremony, the taking of the group photo, and Positive Images' annual candle lighting ceremony. And the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will meet Friday, December 17th from 10:30 a.m. until noon at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street East in Sonoma. The Spectrum-hosted gathering offers lively discussions, information, and mutual support. And for more information and details about events coming up this week, you can always go to www.gaysonoma.com. And if you have an event you would like to share with our listeners, you can tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News and fill out the form. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side with Sun Bell. Are you searching the shopping mall for a gift for that person who already has everything? Hi, this is Outbeat Radio host Greg Moralia, and I've got the perfect gift idea for you. Join Outbeat Radio's Season of Giving program and make a donation in the name of that special someone to a deserving nonprofit organization. It's the perfect gift that gives so much more. Tell us about your donation, and Jeff Basham and I will read your holiday greeting on the air during Outbeat Now at 8 p.m. on Sunday, December 26th. All you have to do is go to the Outbeat Radio website at www.outbeatradio.com and fill out the form. You won't have to fight for a parking place or wait in a single line, I promise. It's Outbeat Radio's Season of Giving, only here on KRCB-FM Santa Rosa.
Well, good evening again, and here we are. I am Sun Bell, and I have in the studio with me Liquid Girlfriend, that is Kate Larson and Linda Atkinson. And before I let you hear their actual voices live, I'm going to play a song off of The Color of Water. It's their first CD, the first song, and it's called Everybody Falls.
Electric fields where civilizations collide. Friction rebalances nature. Enemies plot and strategize just to survive. Protect her heart as she desensitizes your mind. You're torn with the thought of rejection. If you see her now trespassing signs, you must everybody falls. With a little luck, you land on your feet. When you hit a wall, whoa, and you reach out to catch her and save her and teach her how to crawl. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go now. Everybody falls. Would that be wise?
Well, there you have it. That is number one song right off of The Color of Water. And as I promised, I have their actual living voices right here in the studio. Welcome, Kate and Linda.
Well, thank you very much.
So, give us a clue. How did and where did this all start?
About three years ago?
Yes. I had gone to do a backyard concert with a group of people and just said, okay, let's just go, we'll do this. And we did the show and everything, and I was sitting there, and there was an empty seat next to me. And usually, you know, you see somebody coming towards you, they're going to sit down beside you. But all of a sudden I looked, and there was Kate sitting next to me. I was like, well, that's odd. I didn't see her coming, you know. And we chit-chatted a little bit, and that was it. And then saw each other a couple of months later at a birthday party.
And that's the minute that I came up to her finally. I got the nerve. And said, come to my house. I didn't even ask her. I said, you're coming to my house, and we're going to be lifelong musical soulmates. Yeah. And she did, and we are.
That's fabulous. That's a good story.
So, yeah, it's a very good story.
This is a beautiful CD, not only in sound, but in cover as well. And if you'd like to give any credits to that aspect of the music.
Yes. When I was in Hawaii a couple of years ago, I was on my honeymoon with my wife, Emily Brooks, and we saw that cover in the form of artwork. And I said, oh my goodness, there it is. And I went up to that beautiful painting, and it's a watercolor, and the artist Francis Koo is in Hawaii, a local artist, and in Maui, and she was so gracious about allowing us to use it for anything and everything, and so we're doing that, and we're so excited to have her in our lives. Her artwork is music to me, mm-hmm. and so we're going to have her on hopefully many more CDs to come.
That's wonderful. It's very beautiful, so you guys should get their CD so that you can see. It's too bad this isn't scratch and sniff sort of radio, but, you know, if someone wanted to buy your CD, where would they go to do that?
Well, of course, if you go up to liquidgirlfriend.com, then you can see where it all is, but it's at CD Baby, Amazon.com, iTunes, and just all the stuff around town, and it's all online.
So what is the inspiration behind The Color of Water?
Well, Linda loves water, and I love Linda, and so I wanted to make a band name, in fact, that had liquid or water in it somehow, and so I came up with the name Liquid, which took me months, by the way. And, you know, Liquid's such an easy name, Liquid. And then she said, oh, you go, girlfriend. That's it. I said, oh, my goodness, Liquid Girlfriend. And we interpreted that to be, well, we're songwriters first. And so we create a new girlfriend every time we write a song. That is a liquid. It's ink. And so we did that, and so then The Color of Water, of course, would follow Liquid Girlfriend, and so that's our first. And we're actually creating four CDs in a row for Liquid Girlfriend, and we're going to have the water sign first, and the next one is called Playing with Fire, and then the third one, Something in the Air, and then the fourth one, Earthbound.
Oh, cool. That's really, really light. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, talk about your songwriting process. Do you do the songwriting together, separately?
Well, this first CD, I think we kind of brought a lot of stuff to the table together. Some of my songs had been written, and we're just waiting for a venue. And I was, you know, I'm kind of a shy type a little bit. So, you know, I just wrote songs and hoped that they would get out there some kind of a way. And Kate came along and helped me. So, you know, we just brought our stuff together. And she's such a fabulous lyricist. And I kind of get stuck I'm good with the music, but I get stuck on lyrics. So I'd say, oh, can you help me finish this? You know, and she would just take it and just write something fabulous that I hadn't even thought of. You know, and so that's kind of how it goes.
And when you think about, and thank you, Linda. She, by the way, she's the beatmeister and amazing arranger. So I mean, there's so many things she brings. That's a whole nother story. But together we created On the River of Liquid Dreams, and so that was brand new. And when I'm looking at this, that was the one song that we. Oh, Wake Up was another one we did.
Oh yeah.
So
sweet. So in writing a song, what is it that you use for inspiration for topics? Is there any one thing or?
Well, for me, I can't read music, and so I actually play colors, and I put colors together. Like in this room, I can see colors and upon colors, and for me, colors to coming together are already songs. Mm-hmm. And so just being with Linda, I mean, the room is like effervescent with all kinds of colors, just being magically next to her. Mm-hmm. And so we started to play a few different chords together, and then if we had 5 minutes, we would have a song. That's just, we just feel so prolific together, and it's electric. And so the songs, the mood of the song creates mm-hmm. itself, and then we have to stay true to what it really is, and then write the lyrics sometimes as we go, and we try to do that as we go, the lyrics, to fit the music, and that's the emotion. Mm-hmm. And the emotion for me is the colors. So, but I could talk more about the colors. I could talk all day about the colors.
That's wonderful. You know, I think it's really unique, and it's fascinating. So I'm sure people are very interested to hear about that. And how has music changed your life?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, music is my life, because I've been immersed in it since I was, you know, 5 or 6.
Yesterday?
Yeah. And I'm a little bit different because, you know, I had to take lessons and I had to read. Mm-hmm. And I had to practice. And so it's just always been my life. I don't know how it could. I can't imagine it not being in my life. And it's such a great comfort, and I get strength from it. Mm-hmm. And I realize like my worth in the world through music. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, if I'm going too long without playing or writing something, I can really feel it in my spirit and, you know, my attitude and everything. And, you know, it's like, just get home and play for a couple of hours and, you know, everything's better. And
yeah. In fact, I agree. Linda and I are similar that way in the energy of it. And I could be dead tired and then 10 minutes with my guitar and I've aged minus 10 years.
Mm-hmm, right.
But the main thing about, like, in my music, I have this desire or passion to transform or make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I try to create, well, they come oozing out of me, ways to make a difference. And a lot of time that's published as lyrics for people, because for me the music says it all anyway. Mm-hmm. And so the lyrics just supports that.
Are you both from the Bay Area? Oakland is where you came here from?
Pretty much, I am. I was born in the in San Francisco, grew up in San Jose, moved to L.A., and she is from L.A.
Yeah,
and then I moved back here when I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm from, I was born in Hollywood, believe it or not, the closest hospital, but I grew up in Baldwin Park, and then I moved to San Diego, and then I went to school several places, including Iowa. And then Emily and I moved to the Bay Area, and I'm just thanking my lucky stars that I met Linda So
absolutely. And, yeah. And Linda, you said that you've been in music since you were about 5 or 6.
Yes.
And so, Kate, when did you start to get into music?
When I was 2.
Uh-huh. Whistling and humming.
Beating. No, actually. yeah, I know, of course. When I was about 2 years old, my aunt had a piano, and everybody would be outside playing except me. I'd be sitting there all day long creating symphonies, which taught me a lot about music theory, even though I have no idea even the names of my guitar strings. And Linda's been teaching me what the names of chords are, but it goes in one ear and out the other, and I'm always wrong. But and then when I was 5 years old, I wrote a little note to my uncle, and I said, I need a piano now. And that Friday night, when he had gotten my postcard, he wheeled it in. They had a secondhand furniture store. And my mother looked at me, and her chin dropped all the way to China. And she said, what's going on? And her brother said, Kate gave me a postcard, and here's the piano. And so I've been playing piano ever since.
Sweet. That is one great uncle.
I'll say.
Yes.
Well, I want to give the listeners a little another sample of the music. I'm going to play Kisses in the Wind, and this is off of The Color of Water with Liquid Girlfriend.
Deep inside me,
wasn't that beautiful? Kisses in the Wind, Liquid Girlfriend. And I have them right here in case you've just tuned in. I have Liquid Girlfriend, Kate Larson, and Linda Atkinson right here with me. Hi, gals.
Hi.
So I wanted you to tell everybody when you have some gigs coming up.
Well, we are at the moment making some videos, and so we can't answer the gig part yet because we just finished the end of this year and we're lining them up. But we have a TV show that we're going to tape, as they say, in February. And a couple of videos started, and
and you're finishing working up on our second CD, yeah, right? And yeah, what is the name of it going to be? Do you have that yet?
It's called Playing with Fire.
Very cool.
And we're almost finished.
Yep. And how's that process been?
It's been longer than the first one because we seem to be writing more together and enjoying it much more. And secondly, we're a bit more perfectionist type. We're not really perfectionists at all, but we're being more diligent about it because the first CD made us better. And so now that we're better, we have to show each other somehow we have to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah. We're really learning a lot on this second one.
Oh, yeah.
And things are, as we're playing out, because we did have some gigs this year. We had some great ones. Mm-hmm. Then the songs are evolving. As we're playing shows, we're like, let's go back to the studio and put this in. Or, you know, let's go true. Rework that. Right.
Funny you should mention that because tonight on this show, we're going to do two renditions, our song that's already on CD one, and then we've changed it so much, we're also going to show you on CD two what it's going to sound like tonight.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting process. When we finally get the CD done, finished, and then we keep listening to it and listening to it, it's like, oh, yeah, I could have done that, or maybe I'll do this. Or, and we keep pushing ourselves and stretching that little limit that we put ourselves into until pretty soon there's no limit at all.
No kidding.
That's right.
But don't think we're going to do that to other songs because we're only going to do that to one song at, you know, that we think, anyway. So the CD number two is not CD number one with a bunch of the same songs.
So who are some of your mentors?
Well, I don't know if you know who Laura Nyro was, but that's definitely one.
Absolutely.
And for me, I mean, as guitarists go, of course, Jimi Hendrix and I love Bob Dylan as a lyricist, and also his songs to me, like many of them stand out that are amazing. But
Beatles.
Oh, that Linda. She is such a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
She made me a Beatles fan, and I don't say that lightly because I'm a Motown person.
Oh, I love Motown too. I you know, I love it all. Joni Mitchell. Uh-huh. She's one of my faves.
Oh, yeah. Always great. Yeah.
Those are some good shoes to follow, that's for sure. Good footsteps to follow in, definitely for sure. And there's so many out there.
Oh, that's for sure.
What are some, what is your most memorable moment for each of you that you have had in your music career?
Mm. Wow. Well,
For me, it was playing with Linda for the first time in public.
I was going to say that.
Oh, gosh. Don't you hate it when someone steals
you
your
thunder?
You stole
her thought. Oh.
Well, you know.
Thank you for that, though.
It's hard to say because each time gets more and more memorable as we keep playing together and getting just closer and the music is gelling and, you know, you look out and people are dancing. Our CD release party was just fabulous because there were just people, everybody was dancing, and that's really what it's all about, you know, for me. So that was quite memorable.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think another memorable moment was when we had our CD in our hand for the first time, and it was really there. It was because music is so, you can't touch it. Mm-hmm. But you can touch a CD.
Yeah. And that's when it feels like, all right, it's really here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Materializes. So what is the value of being out musicians to you, and how has that, do you feel like that's been a benefit, or has it
helped
you?
Oh, absolutely.
Back?
Well, I've always been out.
Me too. I can't even walk up straight.
Yeah, so
people know.
There's no way that I'm not going to be out musically.
Right.
Always have been, and yeah. I've written with lots of gay people, men and women both, all my life. You know, ever since I really started seriously songwriting, and it's just so natural.
Yeah, we didn't pull any punches. I mean, when we wrote about she and her, it's really women singing about women. So it's there. It's in this CD.
Sweet. Well, speaking of the CD, let's play Inner Voices off of The Color of Water.
Choices got you wondering, what should you do now? Outer forces, like wild horses, can bruise you to the bone. Is that why you're alone? Made of stone. You think you can't cope? Crazy dream, what are you seeking?
Okay, I'm going to take you on to another song of theirs. It's called A Woman Like You before we talk any further. So here we have it. Just listening to Color of Water with the Liquid Girlfriend, and that's Kate Larson and Linda Atkinson on keyboard and guitar and vocals. And that was a beautiful song that was called A Woman Like You. And I wanted to give you a little information. You are listening to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side. And in January, I have two shows that month. January 9th is I'm going to be covering the Out Music Award winners from New York. And the Out Music Awards takes place in New York. The singer, songwriter, musicians are from all over the world. And January 30th, my show will feature the bi musicians. that I can find. Few like Lady Gaga, Madonna, Elton John, Boy George, and folks like them. And so, you know, you got to give the LGBTQ all coverage, and that is my intention. So I hope you'll enjoy that show as well. And my duo, Belle the Cat, will be playing at Cafe Azul in Santa Rosa on January 8th. That's Saturday at 7:30, and that's on 4th Street. And you can go to my website, sunbellmusic.com, to get more information about that. And then on the 13th, we'll be playing at North Light Books and Cafe in Cotati, and that's a Thursday night, January 13th at 8 o'clock. So I hope to see some of your smiling, colorful faces there. And so here we go, back to Kate and Linda. So, girls, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Well, I also wanted to mention that if you heard the flute in Inner Voices, that was Donna Viscuso.
Oh, wonderful.
And also, we sprinkled here and there with different people that are really fabulous musicians. And in the background, either I'm doing Linda's backup vocals or vice versa, but in addition to that, on, for example, Kisses in the Wind, we had Brenda Reimer doing the backup vocals there with Emily Brooks. And Emily was also on A Woman Like You that you just heard. So, and Emily is a flautist in her own right, and so she'll be on the next song as an alto flute in the song that you're going to play.
So how does that work for you? Did you want to say something, Linda?
Also, I wanted to give a shout-out to my friend Renee Brown-Gilartes, who's a percussionist, a fabulous percussionist around
the
area.
Yes.
And I can't forget Renee.
All right.
I don't think I'll ever forget Renee. I want her to be in our lives every day. she's not only on the first CD, but she's also like everywhere we could put her on the second CD.
Well, so that brings me to another question. How, when you go to play in public, are you going to bring the musicians that played in the studio? Or are you going to cover yourselves as a duo?
It's kind of a revolving mix, you know, depending on who's available. Mm-hmm. So we have two or three drummers that we work with, and, mm-hmm. you know, we have a couple of bass players, and sometimes we bring the same group, and sometimes we don't.
In fact, in our band right now is Joyce Baker mm-hmm. on drums, and Peter Canton is our main bass player. And we also have another fabulous bass player named Seth Honig. So
wonderful. Yes. So that makes it fun to have a little variety in there. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So why don't you set up the next song? You have two versions of Beloved.
Yes, we do.
And you wanted me to play the first one off of the CD.
Yes, in fact, it's a slow Middle Eastern type thing. Don't ask me how I figured that one out. And that the lyrics were written by myself and also Sonia Maya. And so let's see what that's about. And afterward, we'll play. We were doing a Halloween gig last year, and someone said, "Play a disco." So we quickly and thought, "Oh yes, I'm sure we have a million of them." Linda, what disco should we play? And of course, we didn't have any. So we took Beloved on the spot and made a disco out of it. And so it's really Afro Cuba meets Middle East with disco. So the first one is the slow one, and the second one will be on our second CD.
Okay, cool. So here you go, Beloved in two versions.
Just do you feel it too? Tell me who you are.
and honey, who has kept your secret? Let the mask fall away from your eyes. Now that I've found you, let my world surround you. Love is but a heartbeat away. Share my dreams, taste and touch and feel. Come fulfill our destiny.
Fill our destiny. earth just move? Do you feel it too? Tell me who you are, mystery. Where have you been hiding? Who has kept your secrets?
My secrets.
Let the mask fall away from your eyes.
Was a certainly a different version of that song. It was fabulous. And I'd like to remind everybody you are listening to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side on KRCB. KRCB Radio would like to thank all our members for your continued support. When you give to KRCB, you create local possibilities all year long. You make sure there's a place for independent voices. You open our minds and you give Sonoma County inspiration through the arts. During the season of giving, make a donation to KRCB Radio, community-powered public radio for the North Bay. Call 707-584-2020. And I'd like to thank Kate and Linda for coming to the studio and sharing your music with us. And I know you'd like to thank a few people.
I would, and thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Definitely. And if you might have noticed, there was an extra voice on there that we could never match, and that was D.D. Hilgeson. And in fact, we've taken her into our hearts and our band, and so she's now Liquid Girlfriend also.
Yay.
And also, if you heard the cello, that's Marcy Brown, and she's a fabulous cellist in the East Bay. So we would like to invite you to come to liquidgirlfriend.com and see us there.
Absolutely, and check out their CD. You must see the cover. It's beautiful, as well as the music. So thank you all very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope you listeners enjoyed the show and that you will tune in again next month twice for Outbeat Music. And I'd like to just give you a little bit of taste of a Christmas song by Melissa Etheridge to take us on out and into new dimensions. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. Have a colorful month.
Well, I picked out a tree and I tied it to the car. There's a wreath up on our door, a tiny reindeer in the yard. Under the downtown lights, red and green and blue, the silver neon snowflakes only made me think of you. It's Christmas all around me, you're in someone else's land, so I'm sending out.